Blog Talk Radio. Yes, indeed. Welcome to Can a Player Play, your boy Pretty Tony in the building. You know, laid back music. We can all dream, right? Who want to drive a Pinto? You know what I mean? My co-host, K. Diddy, used to have a Pinto on rims. The rims was worth more than the car. I ain't never figured that out, but hey, what can I say? You know what I mean? To each his own.
I'm just gonna let that one go because that would be the bus pass. So,
Lady Joy, good evening. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine, darlings. How are you guys doing today?
We still in it to win it. We still in it to win it. You know what I mean?
Heard that.
Glad to be stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? And for anybody listening to us out there, welcome to the show. And I want you to take this first little tidbit. I like to call this life lesson. It ain't the fourth quarter yet. If the fourth quarter of your life with like a minute to go, that means you're headed on to see the big man. So if you're up and you're moving about, be thankful for your life. Love those who love you. And that's what we're talking about today. Why does it seem like you listen to your friends more than you listen to me? Why are they just all up in our Kool-Aid? I ain't figured that one out yet. But,
because they have no Kool-Aid of their own.
Yeah, we need to take that one step at a time because we've gotten a lot of inquiries about doing this show. I mean, there was Jackie from Washington. We had Scott from Oregon. We had this other lady named Jill, you know, from Chicago. Then we got Harold in Florida. And all of them wanted us to do this show because they had somebody else that was influencing their significant other. You know, this one girl, she wanted us to find out how could she tell if her dude's best friend or just best friends. And I said, I don't know.
What?
I had to put that one out there to my esteemed colleagues. And
okay, but hold on. Wait a minute.
Yeah, back
go
it
ahead.
Up.
Huh?
Now, are you saying that she want to know if her dude's best friend, if they are best friends? Now, is her dude's best friend female?
No, her dude's best friend is another guy. And, you
and
know,
she's having doubts about that?
He's continually in their business. Every time they have a situation within their household, you know, he would call his best friend. But, you know, it's to the point now where she's starting to think there's something else going on a little deeper than that, and she wanted us to try to put it out there. How could she really find out, you know what I mean, if they just platonic friends or whatever? So I put it to my people, huh?
No, because I want to make sure I'm getting what you're saying correctly. Is she trying to say she thinks dude might be on the down low?
She's trying to find out. She's trying to find out because she that's her suspicion, but she's not saying it. She wants to know. She's trying to find out.
Well,
you know, she's never dealt with a situation like that, so she want to know if she on point with what she thinking, or is she, you know, reading shit into shit.
Okay, I have a question.
Hold on.
Okay, what is making her feel this way? Is it the obstacles between her and her boyfriend, and he's always, I'm not understanding, does he say something to her, the friend, does he say something to her about what's going on between her and her boyfriend, or?
Her email indicated that he's into everything.
But what I'm saying is he saying anything to her about her and her boyfriend's situation?
Yeah, because he's in the background voicing his opinion, so that's saying something to her.
Okay, so he's letting her know how he feels about what's going on between her and her man?
Right, and up in areas where they don't really supposed to be at.
Oh, well, heck yeah. You know, it's a little something, something going on up and through there. People all up in their business like that. Dang.
Now, I'm going to play Bill. Okay, George, that, you already headed down that road. I'm going to defend
Well, he
the
all up in their business like that.
He, nah,
you know,
on.
Best friends.
Hold on.
Best friends
hold
are
on.
Best friends.
Mm. Yes. And you're saying there's a little something, something. I'm going to defend the brother for
no,
a moment, only for a moment, and say maybe it's a lifelong friendship that goes back like, this is my brother. This is the dude that's been with me since kindergarten, man.
He and still ain't got no business up in their business like that. He might as well, it might as well be the three of them up in the bed. You know, best friends are best friends. That's cool. Okay, you go to your best friend and you talk to your best friend about problems that you're having. Your best friend don't be all up in between you and your woman like that, okay? Because if that's the case, it should be a threesome all up in the bed, okay? That's what I'm saying. You know, and she's got, if that's not the case, she's got every reason to be upset and doubt and having doubts and stuff like that because he ain't got no business up in their business like that. You know, her boyfriend, yeah, he's going to go and talk to his boy. Yeah, man, we having problems, blah, 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 blah. But he's got no business coming back to her and being on, well, this is what you should do, girlfriend, now.
Yeah, but okay. let's flip that one. What about if you're talking about your girlfriend about how and what he doing and what he's not doing and all of that, but you're not giving her everything.
Yeah, but she shouldn't go back to him and say anything. She should be talking to her girlfriend about it. She don't be stepping between her and him, just like he shouldn't be stepping between him and her. Even if that is his best friend, that's not his place to do that. Yeah, you talk to your boy and all that, but you don't step between him and her and say, girlfriend, you need to do this. Uh-uh. That's a red flag going up right there.
And that's, let me throw this out there. That's a definite no-no in my book. We all have people we talk to because, you know, you have a friend and you and the friend been around for a while. We can discuss certain things, but, you know what I mean? I have boundaries that you got to put in relationships and friendships and stuff of that nature. There has to be boundaries because you can't be so deep off in our affairs that you know when's the last time I used the toilet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You can't be that deep. Nobody should be. That's one of my cardinal rules in my life that I don't permit. Yeah, we can talk. You know, we're having a few problems and you need somebody to talk to. I need somebody to talk to. Cool. Oh, me and homegirl is tripping, you know. She's just all on me right now. That's a casual conversation. Your boy, man, leave her. Or be like, man, y'all going to work it out. Y'all always tripping.
Right,
that's cool.
Right.
But you get the in-depth knowledge and details and nitty-gritty. Nah, man. There are limitations. That's one of the things. And the book, once again, I put it out there for you fellas, man. Who is she? What is she to you? One of the rules that I put about part of growing up and being a man in that book is I wrote, your homeboy is your homeboy. He has no business being in your personal affairs.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? That's one of the rules that I put in the book. So for a lot of you fellas out there, y'all really need to adhere to some stuff. And it's the same thing for ladies. You sitting up telling your homegirl all our issues. You know, I mean, I can understand you talking to her because, you know, you feel like you probably can't talk to me. But there's got to be some limitations. And if she suddenly thinks she has the right to be all up in our pool, at last I checked, she was not paying no bills around this mother effort.
Okay. You heard me?
You fighting this war together, and you got her all up in mine. And I'm like, I don't know you like that.
Don't want to.
Don't want to. That's my humble opinion. There's got to be limitations as to how far even your mama, my mama, your daddy, my daddy, there's got to be limitations as to who we just let all up in the personal business like that, man.
Exactly. So if she's having doubts about him being on the DL and he's all up in their Kool-Aid like that, yeah, she got every reason to be worried. Okay? Back up off of it, home, Sally, because obviously that's what it is. It is what it is.
Nah,
okay?
I ain't jumping on that bandwagon, Joy. Nah, it may not be that. I'm going to give the brother the benefit of the doubt.
You just said yourself. You don't be all up in somebody's personal business like that.
That's the part I agree with, but you just throwing it out there that there's an indicator that other things is going on.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, damn, if he's all up in her they Kool-Aid like that, and she's making references to her about his best friend, in quotation marks, you don't come back at her and say nothing that was said between you and him. You stay your ass up out of it because it ain't got nothing to do with you. Okay? So you better call Tyrone, but you can't use my phone.
Well, he wanted you to make sure that you take care of his buddy right.
If that's the case, I already know how to take care of his buddy right. And maybe I'm not taking care of his buddy like he takes care of his buddy. Okay? You heard me?
Well, I think that's what I think.
You don't be all up in people's business like that. That's just wrong right there. That's just wrong. No, you don't do that. why are you laughing? I'm serious.
We got a good one going up there because Lady Joy is saying, dude, it's suspect like hell.
Mm-mm.
I, on the other hand, am being the neutral party here today, saying
I don't know, because I think homegirl's suspect, too.
There you go. If you're going to say that, you got to say
how
homegirl's
suspect,
too.
How? Wait a minute. Okay, now, I'm understanding, from what I'm understanding, homeboy's best friend is coming back and saying stuff to her about what should be going on in their relationship. Am I correct on that?
Right.
Okay. I'm still sticking to what I was saying. He ain't got no business coming back to her and saying nothing what went on between him and his best friend. He's supposed to keep that between him and his best friend. You don't come back at her and say, well, baby girlfriend, you need to do this. Hell no. How he going to tell her what she needs to do?
On some real ish, I definitely agree with that. And, you know what I mean? And I'm going to throw this out there for a lot of females who tend to run to their girlfriends and just lay their own personal business just all out there like that. You're kind of, I'm going to play devil's advocate, too, on this one. When you go to somebody, sort of like, once again, going back to one of the books that I wrote in Playology, I said it. If you come to somebody and keep telling them, woe is that with him, you're kind of giving them that license to be all up in your swimwear like that because you brought it to them.
Yeah, but still, you did, that's true, but that friend should not come back to your significant other and say anything about what they need to do to make the relationship work. That's just wrong.
True that.
That's wrong. You don't do that. You keep that between you and the person that brought it to you. Okay? Ain't nobody asked for your opinions up in here. And opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. But
absolutely.
You just don't
and
do
that.
You don't be all you don't come back to that other person. Well, this is what you need to do. And you are. Okay?
Thank you.
Because that right there.
And you are who?
Right, and that right there, that's sending the message of like, something ain't right up in here. Okay, how are you going to come to me and tell me what I need to do with my man? What you know about that? No, that's wrong. You don't come at the other person like that. That's wrong, because that sends out a signal like, and you know this how?
And,
okay.
And you know, this goes back to that this playground thing we used to say. This is an A-B conversation. See yourself the hell out of it.
Thank you.
You understand
Thank
what I'm
ya.
Saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs to know their role and play their role.
Stay in your lane, buddy. Stay in your lane.
There you go. Now you're talking pony language. Stay in your damn lane. Stay in your damn lane. And
mm-hmm.
if we have a friendship, whereas I talk and I come to you in confidence,
it should
and
stay
you
there.
Come to me in confidence, it should stay in confidence, and you tell me your opinion because I brought it to you, and then I should process it like, let me see if my people's got a point here. You know what I mean?
Okay, exactly. That's
but
what I'm talking about.
My people feel that they got enough moxie or enough pull in our relationship where they can just jump on our freeway whenever they ever feel willy-nilly. You're messing up the flow of traffic here.
Right.
Stay in your
lane. Because for one thing, Tony, when you have a friend like that, you're using them as a sounding board. You're venting, okay? And that friend is supposed to be there for you to listen, to give some advice. But they don't invite themselves up in the business that's going on between you and your significant other. That person is there for you to talk to. And if you want to bitch and cry and moan and all of that stuff, that's what your friend is supposed to be there for. That friend is not supposed to put themselves between you and your significant other. And like, well, you need to do this. Oh, hell no. It don't go that
now,
way.
What happens when your friend be trying to get with your significant other? That's why they putting themselves.
Okay, well,
in
that's
the
a different situation. That's what I'm saying. If that person is going to put themselves between you and your significant other because they're friends with your significant other, you better look back and think about some things. Okay, so why is homeboy or home Sally all up in our business like that? And she going to come to me he going to come to me and tell me what I need to do? I don't think so. Mm-mm, that's just wrong. So it could be one of two things, okay? They can want to either break you up so they can get with your significant other, or they might want to get with you.
Oh, no, you forgot a third party. You forgot the third twist to it. Misery loves blasted company.
That's true,
so
too.
Yep.
You can throw
back,
that up,
we
you
can
throw that up
the
in the mix, too.
And hitting the road again. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, go
right.
on and leave that person. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I told
be
you
miserable
that wasn't
with
no
me.
Good for you.
Yeah, be miserable
so
with me.
We can all be over here just doing what we do best together. I'm going around here to get with an old girl. Why don't you come holler at her friend? Or if it's a female version, girl, I'm finna go kick it with these dudes. Come on, you got a friend. You don't
mm-hmm.
need all that. Because we all
okay.
like to act like they, you know what I mean, there ain't no ulterior motives. They are ulterior motives at times. And sometimes
yep.
you feeding the fuel of that fire by coming to that person constantly, throwing more wood on the fire. They're like, let's just go on and break this up. You know what
they
I mean?
Call,
you don't
they,
need
call,
this
they call that dry snitching.
There you go. There you go.
Dry snitching.
You know what I mean? I'm a firm believer that if we together, even if we're arguing like cats and dogs, as long as there's no physical abuse involved, I believe in getting a grown man, and this is my humble opinion, but I got codes that I live by. A lot of my brothers out there ain't never had nobody to teach them codes. You know what I mean? Join the Playology movement, and I'll help teach you codes. They're codes. We got to, at some point, get our grown man and grown woman on if we're on a journey together. We're going to have some bumps in the road, but after we argue, we should be able to go sit down and be like, how are we going to deal with this? How are we going to fix this? How are we going to adjust this? You understand what I'm saying? But all that outside interference. Oh, hold on. We got a caller trying to jump in here. Let me let him on up in here. Hold on. 951, you're on with us. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
951. Okay, I guess you just wanted to listen, but you put your hand up. Let me try again. 951, you're on live. All right. You can come on back. We'll chill with you. Thank you for listening to us, though. We appreciate you. But we're going to jump back into the discussion. No, we're in me getting with you. Did I agree to get with your friend? Like you said, might as well be having a damn threesome. And going back to the point, my colleague, all y'all little dry snitches out there, you know, you brothers who go behind a brother back trying to talk to his woman like, yeah, you know you deserve better than that. And she just eating that stuff up because you're your ass got an ulterior motive. You know what I mean? Or your homegirl that's telling you, girl, come on, let's just go out, girl. You know, it's just too much. What is your ulterior motive? You trying to drag my girl suddenly out to the club? I didn't sign on for you. Me and you ain't cool like that. And even if we all used to kick it together and we cool like that, this is a separate business transaction. You know what I mean? Me and Oprah got a thing going on now, Mrs. Jones.
Yeah, but Mrs. Jones got something going on with Mr. Smith. Mrs. Smith, she just ain't telling you.
Yeah, but, you know, you're given a different scenario now. You said Home Sally called in because she was concerned that her boyfriend might be having a little something going on with his best friend.
Yeah, I also mentioned some ladies' names been calling in too, but they had the same issue. I mean, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. some guys have called in and had the same issue with their girls, you know, talking to their girlfriends like that. So they had some of the same issues. So that's where the whole thing came up.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Well, I'm still saying the same thing. Okay, you got your best friend, okay? And your best friend is there. They're supposed to be there for you. If you want to vent, you want to bitch, you want to cry, you want to moan, you know, you want to do whatever. That's what your best friend's supposed to be there for you, just like you would be there for them. But they don't get in the middle of you and your significant other. They're only there to listen to you. They don't get in the middle of your situation, place themselves in the middle of your situation and talking about what you need to do. No, no. That's supposed to be a private thing between best friends. Okay?
So they just can't make themselves part of your family whenever they get ready.
Exactly. You don't just put yourself in there, well, girlfriend, this is what you need to do. And his friend or her friend is telling the other person, well, this is what you need to do. No, that's wrong. You don't do that. You don't do that. Yeah, that's going to raise some questions like, and you're placing yourself in the middle of my situation, and who are you, and you're all up in my business like that? Then she or he is going to look at their significant other like, what the hell? How the hell they going to come up in here and tell me what to do with you? No, that's wrong. You don't do that.
Well, Tony, throw the number out there, 'cause I'm sure some other people out there got to have something to say about this one, because everybody can't stay and mind their own business. You know, people are always in somebody else's business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
646-929-2870. Press the button and jump on in and holler at us. You know, we're always glad to hear your opinion, even though Joy be trying to intimidate some of y'all talking about shooting.
I'm not trying to intimidate nobody. I'll just tell it like it is, okay? And I ain't scared of none of y'all, so bring it.
Well, we try to.
Or you can hit us on Twitter, because we tweeting right now, you know. We're doing our thing. We're trying to do this whole social networking thing, you know. We're glad to have you. Glad to listen to us. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. You know it's a world movement thing. I like your boy.
Be a part of my life. gonna make everything right. Pretty baby, baby. Baby, you must be my one. Be a part of my life. Trying to make everything right, baby, baby. I rush home from work just to cook your dinner, baby. I run your bubble down, give you roses as you're in it. I take off your shoes, girl, sing a love song to the love of my life. But if you really want those things, baby, must be my wife, baby. Gotta go around the aisle, baby. We gotta see the preacher. We got to get it together, baby, yeah. Friends and family, they come to witness you and me. We've got to make it right. If you want wife benefits, you gotta be my wife. Baby, you must be my wife. Be a part of my life. It's time to make everything right, baby. Everything all right, yeah.
All right, babe.
Pretty baby.
www.worldmovement.com or www.playsuniversityfygu.com. Get your copy, support your board. Autographed copies available in these sites. One love. Peace out.
Welcome back to the show. Your boy Pretty Tone in the building, you know, along with Sir K. Diddy Esquire. And I want to ask for his forgiveness earlier when I introduced him. I did not say his official title for this year is Sir K. Diddy Esquire. And I want to make, what are you laughing about, Joy? What's so funny?
Oh, I was just clearing my throat.
Okay. You know,
you
and of course,
what you
Lady
doing
Joy.
Tonight.
What did you say, sir?
She need to quit doing what she's doing tonight. She will have to clear her throat.
Whatever. Yeah, I guess I do.
Yeah.
Laughing at your
yeah.
ass. What?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Today's topic, why does it seem like you listen to your friend more than you listen to me? Every time I look up, you're saying such and such said this, such and such said that. What the hell? What about what I said? You know what I mean? And I'm telling you, going back to come some of the codes that your boy Pretty Tony lives by, I live by these things, man. If we're together in a relationship, not a friendship, you're not just my sex partner, you're not my booty call, you're not just my side chick. If we're engaged in a relationship, I have to value you, you have to value me. I don't go for the okie doke, man. because I already know that anybody else that got anything to say outside of our relationship, even if it's my mother, she got an ulterior motive as to why she's saying it. She probably just never liked your ass in the first place. If it's your homegirl, if it's my homeboy, I try not to open the door. You know what I mean? I'll say to my dude, man, and like I said, you know, general things. Man, she getting on my nerves, man, with this and that. I don't get into details, specifics, because my mind is always, maybe I'm paranoid, like, what the hell are you up to? You know what I mean? Why suddenly you got so much to say? So it's about how far you let people in. And we got to know, everybody got to know their limitations. Everybody got to know to stay in their damn lane. Your friend is your friend. My friend is my friend. And they're supposed to be there for me. And they're supposed to be a sounding board for me. But there are limitations to the influence that they should have upon our relationship.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because truth be told, my friend might see something that I don't see, and he's like, yo, dog, such and such. Just keep an eye on that. That's what a friend does. He'd be like,
exactly. They don't put themselves up between you and your partner.
Yeah, but when my friend feels as though they can pick up the phone and call my significant other, like, yo, girl, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know. Yeah. Or if your homegirl feels as though whatever it is, she should have something to say and she entitled. Why? What damn sense of entitlement do you got to think you all up in ours? Well, my friend said this, so now I got to go address your friend who I'm dating or who I'm with. Like, why you got them up in our Kool-Aid all like this? When I needed somebody to talk to, no, talk to me. Talk to me. I don't give a damn if we together. You got to come talk to me 10 times. Come talk to me. I'm the one you're having the problem with. Now you got your homegirl over here thinking me and her on some equal wavelength. She can just come step to a brother anyhow.
I don't know you like that woman. What?
And now you open up a whole new can of worms because now I'm going to have to cuff your damn friend out. Then you're going to be like, well, where you know? She stuck in our Kool-Aid, not me, you, and her. Matter of fact, like Joy said, you might as well have her go pack her bags and move in, and we make this a threesome. Then I know why I'm arguing with your friend, because we engaged in something. We all live together. We all splitting the bills together, and we all laid up in the room. It always does that, but I ain't going to fix my paranoia and say Blog Talk does that, but hey, whatever. Back to, what is this woman doing all up in our Kool-Aid like this? Or what is this dude doing all up in, what is my boy doing all up in there like this?
Hey, what happens if it's your woman's friend and he's a guy and he's asking you questions about why you ain't doing this after her?
Same thing. He ain't got no business being all up in your Kool-Aid like that. That's wrong. That's grounds for ass whooping right there.
No, partner want to know how come that you ain't doing this and that with her and the kids. But see, he just her friend.
Well, see, partner want to get that ass tap being all up in their business like that. No, you don't do that.
That's what it's telling me.
You don't do that.
You her friend. Because, you know what I mean? Listen to me. And this is where pretty Tony get real with y'all.
Tony ain't treating her right.
I got females that I consider friends. I got females who I consider friends, and they talk to me about this, and that on some real grown man issue-ish right now. I ain't never picked up no phone call in there, dude, talking about why you ain't doing. Nah, you know what that tells me? You got ulterior motives, homie. You play those violins to her about you looking out for her. If you're looking out for her, that conversation should have stayed between you and her. How are you going to step to some grown-ass man about our relationship, me and her? I don't give a damn if you've known her for 50 years. You still ain't got the damn, we ain't on that wavelength, homie. That tells me you suspect.
Exactly.
Well, I'm just looking out for my friend. What are you looking out for? That's why you should have been talking to her. You should have been giving her. Me and you ain't cool like that.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. You know, your friend is supposed to be your friend. They, like I said earlier, they're sounding board for you. They don't be all up in your business, getting all up in your significant other's face, talking about, well, this is what you need to do. Hell to the no. Uh-uh. That is not right. Okay? That's grounds for a total ass kicking right there, best friend or not. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You know, because that's no, you don't do that. You know, your best friend is your best friend. And, you know your place. Stay in your lane. That ain't right. You don't be all up in their business like that because you might get up in their significant other's face and that significant other put their foot all up in your ass because, like, who the hell are you?
And that's what I'm saying. And that's a new issue now. Because now I got beef with you, which means you definitely gonna be hating on me.
Exactly.
I'm definitely gonna be hating on you, and your best friend gonna be caught in the middle of that because it's gonna get down to the point where we gonna be like, well, it's me or him.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You don't be all up in your a best friend's place. A best friend is supposed to know where their place is. You don't be all up in your best friend's business like that because that's suspect to a lot of different drama. Okay, it could be like, oh, you got designs on my significant other, or you got designs on me, or you just miserable and just misery loves company. No, you don't do that. You don't put yourself up in somebody else's business like that. That's some bullshit. Yeah, and like I said, that's grounds for a total ass kicking all up and through there.
And now I have issues with you.
Exactly.
I'm mad at you because, like, what you got this dude? Oh, that's a new twist.
Yeah,
that's
so why is Home Bucket all up in our business like that? What you been saying?
Straight up.
You know, what you been saying? You know, and like I said, a best friend's place is supposed to be in their place. You don't put yourself between your best friend and your best friend's significant other because that is not cool. It's not cool. You can cause all kind of problems. You can, you know, get yourself hurt, you know, and other issues that don't even need to be there because that's not what you do. You're a best friend. You're supposed to stay a best friend. So stay in your best friend place. Okay.
Yeah. But the problem is, it's usually the other person that takes the best friend out of the best friend's place.
No. A best friend, if you're having problems and stuff, your best friend is supposed to be your sounding board. Your best friend is supposed to listen to you and make suggestions to you, not to your significant other. Because you might get mad at your best friend's like, well, you ain't have to say that to her or him, you know? That's what a best friend is for, a sounding board. They, you know, they make suggestions to you. They don't put themselves in front of the other person, your significant other's business, because your significant other is going to come back at you like, what the hell you been saying? You know, that's supposed to be us. That's supposed to be between us, okay? Even though, you know, because, you know, there's times when we need somebody else to sound off on, you know, to bounce shit off of and be mad and stuff. And our best friend is supposed to be there to listen to us, you know, make suggestions and stuff. They don't put themselves, well, I'm going to call him. I'm going to call her. And this is what I'm going to tell them. No. That's not cool. Not cool at all. That's just wrong right there. And like I said, that's grounds for total ass kicking. On many different levels.
We just got this off Twitter. Somebody on Twitter said, if my girl's best friend is male, he's suspect as hell in the first place for being all up in our business.
Exactly.
That's what I just said. Like I said, I got female friends. We talk. I know my lane, though, and that's something. As a matter of fact, I want to put this out there into the internet radio waves. Going back to our prior comment about people staying in their lane. Know your damn position and play it to the best of your ability. But there are limitations. Even if I'm your man, there's a certain lane I got to stay in. Or if you're my woman, there's a certain lane I expect you to be in. If you're a best friend, that's the position you hold. And, you know, when the circumstance changes, when we were single together as best friends, yeah, all bets are off. Because we taking care of each other. That's what best friends are supposed to do. I'm your boy, you my boy, we single and we tearing the town up. But if the circumstances have now changed, you have to adjust the degree of your best friendship and know that it's a different role now. Me and you can't go tear the town up together. We're still boys. We're going to do things occasionally, but I got to go see about my girl.
Okay.
But I ain't going to have you all up in my Kool-Aid, but I still need you to be my best friend. I need you to still have my best interest at heart, but I damn sure don't need you talking to her.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about, okay? A best friend is supposed to be, know a best friend's place, okay? Yeah, that's your boy, that's your girl. Y'all talk to each other. But that best friend, don't get all up in your significant other's face with some bullshit, because that's going to cause all kind of problems between you and your significant other, between you and that best friend, and your significant other and your best friend. Okay, so it can cause all kind of problems. Call the police, okay? Because it's about to be a murder all up and through here. Homicide.
New to the game in the chat room. New to the game in the chat room says, and when things get better, that friend is going to remind you of all the bad things you said. You must know what and when to say what. Not everyone has your best interest at heart. Straight
that's
up,
true
new
too.
To the game.
That's
some real ish right there.
It really is, because so-called best friends.
That best friend gets jealous.
Yeah, so-called best friends can get jealous because they're not in your position. You know, they're miserable.
In misery, like with the hand up.
Bring it.
And sometimes that friend is jealous because they miss the way things used to be. They are human beings. We used to run the street together every day, all day, every day.
Yep.
That's my dog. You know what I mean? I used to pick him up from work. He used to pick me up from work, all that. But now that one of us is engaged in a relationship and maybe the other one is single, you can see people don't like, people put a blinder on and they like to act like, oh, well, you know, these things. No, these things do change the dynamics of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And even if y'all been best friends for 30 years, that's wonderful. Most people have never had a best friend that long.
Right.
But at the same time, you still need to know the damn lane that you're supposed to stay in now, because you're my best friend, and if you have my best interests at heart, you'd be like, okay, this is the role. I got to play a lesser role right now, but that's cool. But we still don't talk 2-3 times a day. I'm still tell you what's going on. You still going to tell me what's going on. I'm going to hold you down. You're going to hold me down.
Is it possible that somebody might think that the other person is listening to another person more than them, because that other person that they're talking to just might have a little bit more sense?
Well, yeah, but still, it's...
they just might be jealous.
Yeah, that's possible. But, you know, we're still talking like best friends. You know, a person that you think is supposed to be your best friend, they should have your best interest at heart. But a lot of times, it's not always the case. It's like you said, they could be jealous. They could be, you know, because they're miserable. They don't have what you have. And sometimes you got to watch your friends.
Tony, I think somebody else got their hand up.
You know, you got to watch your friends, because a lot of times your friends are not always your friends. They are associates.
That's something we need to distinguish sometimes, man. Always remember, everybody don't always have your best interest at heart, man.
That's true.
So, you know, we got to be real careful, and sometimes, you know, it's hard. And even though I've been riding hard, I also need to understand that sometimes your best friend might see something you don't, because you're blinded by love or dick or coochie, you know what I mean? Either one or the other. And the best friend trying to be the voice of reason.
And your best friend is probably trying to get what you got, too.
Yeah, you know, it's a delicate judgment act. It really is. At the end of the day, there's no perfect solution to it. It's just that everybody just needs to know their position in place, man. And if I'm your best friend and I see something you don't, I might nudge you, and I'm occasionally nudge you just to try to
Tony,
see, you know. Yeah.
You got two hands up.
Let him in.
Well, let's let him in then. Hold on here. 702-523 on. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yo. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yo, what's good? It's Silk Ski. I was just giving a shout out to Joy and to y'all for y'all, you know what I'm saying, your radio show, talk blog, you know, blog talk. I was listening in, you know what I mean? I was hearing what you were saying, basically. And, you know, I'm going to just say this little piece real quick. What I think is three things, there's three types of people you got to remember they are in this world. Okay, that's the people think that they're friends. The first thing is a confidant. The second thing is a constituent. And the third thing is a comrade. A confidant is there for you unconditionally. He'll love you no matter what. It's got your best interest and won't be afraid to tell you when you're wrong, but always there for you. A constituent is there because they're down for what you're down for, but they're not down for you. They'll fight with you for the cause, and when the cause is over, they go on their way. It's not about you. It's about the cause. The third thing is a comrade. A comrade is there for you to fight against what you're fighting against. They're against what you're against, but then once again, they're not there for you. They'll go to battle with you to fight that cause, what you're against. But once that's over, they're not there for you. So the only one that's really there for you, and people, what they do is they confuse a confidant for a constituent or a comrade, because if people befriend you and they smile in your face or whatever, they want to be down or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and they show you a lot of love, but like you say, it's hard to decipher where they're coming from, what angle, because most people have an angle, because people are always looking for some type of goal, unless they don't have any type of life at all, and those are the ones to watch out for, too. Those are the messy ones.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
We don't think that. I'm going to throw that out there. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate that, brother. We love
absolutely
that.
Absolutely. Big up to you.
Mm-hmm. And tune in. Come in every Sunday. We look forward to
right
talking
here
with people with intelligence.
One love to you all.
316-6, you're on with us. Welcome to the show. Thank you. Peace.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. You got, oh, yeah.
Hello. DJ Cali here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
we got you.
How you guys doing? I want to just give a shout-out to you guys' show. I'm enjoying it. I really appreciate the last caller's opinions. I couldn't have said anything any better. I would just like to add in on my own to say this. As a friend, as a commentant, as a best friend, listening in on your friend's problems and issues that goes on with a relationship on a one-on-one, in my humble and most opinion, you should be very much a listener, and very few words need to be said.
Exactly.
Be there and listen. And stand back, and if you are called upon to be a person to want to interject your opinion, wait to be asked before you interject that opinion.
Hmm.
You got to
do
a beautiful job. I'm really enjoying this. I am really urging my friends to listen to you guys each and every Sunday. I appreciate the conversation you guys are having, and it's very inspiring. And keep up the good work. Peace,
well,
one
thank
love.
You. We appreciate you calling
you
in.
Thank you.
And by the way, you can call in any time and replace K. Diddy, because you're more intelligent than he is. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna have to confess to one thing. That's my dog. Dog.
Oh, you gonna take that? You gonna take that? Now,
okay.
See, if I had said that, I would have caught all kind of hell. But let Tony say some shit like that, and you don't say
nothing. I said it in jest, Joy. You be riding on my brother and his Z and the sausages way too much, man.
Whatever.
And by the way, David, you gotta give up the company card. Take the Pinto to that dude right there. You gotta give up the kind of player play Pinto. You know what I mean?
Right. Hey, we just had a new sound. Hey, we just had a new sound system in it and dropped down TVs, man.
Oh my goodness!
Got a little microwave underneath the dashboard for the Vita sausage and everything.
Hey, we just want to put it out there that in the next coming weeks we're gonna be having a contest to give away the Pinto. You know what I mean? It's a classic.
We got a Pinto?
We got it on rims. The 8-track
okay.
Still works.
Mm-hmm. and got a color
you know
bar
I mean?
In it and shit. You know?
Wow. y'all catch me on the late front because y'all be putting shit together and you don't tell a sister nothing. That's why I had to be all up in y'all ass and stuff. Y'all get on my nerves.
We figured we gonna have your picture on the steering wheel.
No, you ain't have my picture on shit, okay?
Have your picture
I don't
on
think
the
so, home
wheel.
Buckethead.
We're gonna have George. Picture painted on the hood, you know what I mean? Like it's a true low rider.
We don't have it hooked up.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, home bucket.
We gonna make sure everybody know who you be.
Y'all just wrong for that. Y'all just wrong.
But we love
y'all just
you.
Wrong. Whatever.
We want you to get all your fame.
It's not going to be from that, okay? They don't even make Pintos no more. You know, y'all just, you know what?
You know what?
Y'all
I'm
just
stop.
Wrong.
I
you're outdated
I
and you're just wrong, okay? But whatever. I still love you guys anyway.
We've been having such a blast. The time has ran off. I want to say this, and I'll let Lady George speak her piece. Here's going to rule that Pretty Tony lives by. Keep people out your business.
That's right.
I'm not one of those who's in the business of getting my mama and my uncles and my cousins and my sisters and my homies in my business. The business I conduct with them is the business that I conduct with them. And if I have a confidant, as the young man said, I might use that person as a sounding board because I respect their opinion. But I don't expect them to be all up in my Kool-Aid telling my significant other, talking about, you know what I mean? Stay in your motherfucking lane. Straight up.
Mm. Okay.
Lady
and
George.
Tony, I concur.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, stay in your lane. Okay, your best friend is supposed to be your best friend. They don't place themselves between you and your significant other talking about, well, this is what you need to do to make so-and-so happy. Hell no, that ain't your business. Okay, so don't be coming at me talking about what I need to do because you're going to go to your significant other and say, what the hell was that about? Do I need to whoop you in their ass? Okay, so a best friend stays in a best friend's place, and that's what it's supposed to be about.
Straight up. Lady Joy, tell the good folks where they can find you.
You can catch me on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, LaShawn. And be my friend. Okay, don't be scared. I'm trying to spur you.
It will be your doggone friend.
Whatever. At least I got more than you.
Okay, so now you...
More than
so
your
now,
two friends
so,
that you got,
so,
you and yourself.
So now you got three and I got two. Whoopee-doo.
Can Diddy tell the good folks where they can find you, brother?
Everydayworldmovement.com. Facebook the same, Twitter the same. Come check us out.
Straight up.
That was
kind of
short,
you know,
sweet.
Yeah. Me and my man KD like to say, just Google us.
Absolutely. Come
all
get
you
the
good
books.
Folks out there. You know what I mean? Holler at your boy on Twitter, Selassie Son. S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N. Follow me on Twitter and help the book move up the charts. We're doing good. We need to do better. And I appreciate the love we've been shown so far. Who is she? What is she to you?
And don't forget, we're giving away a Pinto with Joy's picture on the side.
Yes, we are. We're going to go out on the World Movement tip, y'all. Peace, love. See you next week. Same time, same place.
Hot tracks. Phenomena. I just want to welcome y'all back one more time with another exclusive. This goes out to all the lovely ladies, all the grown and sexy, all the fly and fabulous ladies. I got one question for y'all. Give track.
What to do, girl? What to do, girl? What to do, girl? With me and you. What to do, girl? What to do, girl? What to do, girl? With me and you. What to do, girl? What to do, girl?
Must be deceiving me. I
I'm looking for. Topping all the last that a man couldn't ask for more. No, she got her own, that's a reflection of a credit score. Material and visuals ain't living in this girl's world. So, of course, a relation I pursue. I busted so she busted like a Cupid got the flu. It's true. I ain't seen fly as you, shawty girl. I'm pursuing, I'ma see what it do.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you.
I'm a lady, pretty lady, cause it's you I wanna add my things for my dreams. Throw it in the bag, cause when we out shopping, don't worry about the tag. The Lexus is breathless, like you sport a gag. Don't trip off what you had, now you made it to the big league. So much be the swipe that your arm get fatigued. Just ask, baby girl, you can have what you please. If you lack in that plastic, I'll buy the double D's. Didn't mean to offend you. Think of it like a list, show you what I can do. Know you independent in yourself, you can handle. If you wish this is, let me know what it is. I never got you, I'm patient, like I was your doctor. I know that you got options, the best thing.